More than 30 years after publication of her best-selling book, Diet for a Small Planet, Frances Moore LePay is still committed to helping us understand hidden connections between the foods we choose to eat, the earth on which they're grown, and the fact that today more than 800 million people go hungry in our world. In recent years, she has watched the globalization of fast food, the spread of chemical agriculture, and the introduction of genetically modified foods, all trends she finds worrisome. Which is why Frances Moore LePay teamed up with her daughter Anna LePay in search of positive trends, new ways for food to be healthy, eco-friendly, and generously available.
We traveled on 5 continents for 7 months. Being shoulder to shoulder with people who are saying, wait a minute, no, you know, we human beings are much more complex than these selfish little accumulators, and that we can create communities that do mean that everyone can eat, and that we are not polluting the earth, and just to rub elbows with them, I felt a level of confidence that I've never experienced before.
The LePays captured the stories of people in many countries, an odyssey that spanned the foothills of the Himalaya Mountains, the lush farms of France, and the poor villages of Kenya. They wanted to document communities where the availability of food was treated as a humanitarian necessity and not just a corporate commodity. The journey is recorded in their book entitled Hope's Edge.
We went to the fourth largest city in Brazil, Belo Horizonte, where we met a woman there, Adriana Ranha, who is a coordinator of programs that began in 1993 when this city declared food a right of citizenship. They said, basically, if you're too poor to buy food in the marketplace, you're still a citizen. You're still a citizen. That means we, the city government, are still accountable to you. And what are our responsibilities? We have to make sure that you have access to healthy food. And that approach then brought together church groups and unions and community organizations, and they did the most ingenious, most obvious things, like using small plots of city-owned land to allow local organic farmers to sell their food if they would keep it within the price range of the poor inner city people. They posted the cheapest places where you can buy the 45 basic food commodities so that there couldn't be price gouging of poor people as there is in this country. They created school gardens throughout the city. They took the 13 cents for school lunches for each child in their city, and they, instead of buying corporate processed foods, they bought local organic food. They hooked up hospitals and other institutions with local farmers. They started seeing what had been thrown out as waste, eggshells and manioc leaves, very nutritious. They purified and ground them into an additive for flour that it's in used with school children, and they already see the nutritional benefits. So we were very excited to be in Belo Horizonte and to meet with Adriana Ranha. And this is a young woman who, at the end of our stay there, I said to her, Adriana, do you know how out of step you are with the rest of the world? Because you're saying that actually that the city government can work with the economic forces and with the citizens and actually play a constructive role. And she went on and on and on, and I couldn't understand a word. But she started to tear up. And I had our interpreter interrupt her. At that point, I was so curious. And I said, what made her cry? And what brought tears to her eyes when she said to me, answering my first question, you know, she said, yes, I knew how out of step we were. I knew how much hunger there was in the world. What I did not understand is how easy it is to end it. And I will never forget that moment, because I thought that what Adriana was saying to us is that it is easy to end hunger if we can break free of these rigid ideas we have about ourselves and our place in community and realize that it's just a matter of using our common sense, creating with the abundant resources that we have, and having a higher estimation of ourselves than simply these selfish little materialists.